This is Akashvani. The news read by V.C. Pramod. Hectic parleys are underway in New Delhi ahead of the formation of the new government at the centre. As the National Democratic Alliance gears up to form the government, an NDA parliamentary party meeting will be held in the national capital today. Newly elected members of Parliament of the BJP, Telugu Desam Party, Janata Dal United, Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas, Shiv Sena, Shinde Faction, Janata Dal Secular and other constituent parties of the NDA will attend the meeting. Meanwhile, leaders of the BJP and JDU are holding separate meetings in Delhi. BJP President JP Nadda and Union Minister Rajnath Singh have been given the responsibility to hold discussions with NDA partners over the cabinet formation. Yesterday, Mr. Nadda held a long meeting with senior BJP leaders and union ministers. Several JDU leaders also met party president and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar at his residence in New Delhi. Prime Minister Modi had already been chosen as the alliance leader. INDIA block leaders held multiple meetings in the national capital yesterday to chalk out further strategies after the Lok Sabha poll result. Trinamool Congress National General Secretary and MP Abhishek Banerjee and party leader Derek O'Brien met Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav at his residence in New Delhi. Aam Aadmi Party leader and Rajya Sabha MP Raghav Chadha held a meeting with Shiv Sena UBT leader Sanjay Raut. Prime Minister of Nepal, Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachand, will attend the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Nepal's government spokesperson Rekha Sharma made the announcement after a cabinet meeting yesterday. In Odisha, the race for the first BJP chief minister is heating up, with at least half a dozen names doing the rounds. Party leaders from the state, including all the 20 newly elected members of parliament, are camping in Delhi and are likely to meet the central leaders today on the issue. The central BJP leadership will take the opinion of the MPs and other leaders before taking a final call on the name of the new Chief Minister of Odisha in the parliamentary board meeting. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has demanded a joint parliamentary committee JPC investigation into the 4th June stock market crash. Addressing media at party headquarters in New Delhi, Mr. Gandhi said the retail investors have lost 30 lakh crore rupees due to the market crash. The Congress leader sought to know why Prime Minister and Home Minister gave specific investment advice to the 5 crore families investing in the stock market. Meanwhile, BJP refuted the claims made by the Congress. Briefing media in New Delhi, senior BJP leader Piyush Goyal alleged that Rahul Gandhi is trying to deceive market investors. Mr. Goyal claimed that people have gained even during the election results day. The Union Health Ministry held a review meeting with states and union territories on preparedness on heat wave and measures to prevent hospital fires during summer months. The meeting, held virtually by Directorate General of Health Services Dr. Atul Goyal, also discussed fire and electrical safety measures adopted by various healthcare facilities across the country. In Sudan, at least 150 people were killed and 200 injured in an attack by rebel paramilitary Rapid Support Force, RSF, at Wad al Naur village in the central Al Jazeera state. According to local officials and witnesses, over 40 armed vehicles stormed the village, unleashed heavy weaponry on its inhabitants, killed and injured civilians, including children and women. Sudan's military government has called for international condemnation of the Wad al Naur attack. The attack took place on June 5th, Wednesday. According to witnesses, the fighting is still ongoing just a few kilometers away from the village. Across the country, more than 15,000 people are estimated to have been killed since the conflict started in April 2023. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup, United States defeated former champions Pakistan by 5 runs in a super over after their encounter ended in a tie at Grand Pierre Stadium in Dallas. In another group match, Scotland defeated Namibia by 5 wickets at the Kensington Oval in Bridgetown, Barbados. Chasing a victory target of 156, Scotland overhauled the target with 5 wickets in hand and 9 balls to spare. And that is the end of this news bulletin.